It's 31st of July. I think it's time for a new story about my past. As you know, I was a journalist before the war, and working as a journalist has not always brought me joy and pleasure. Quite often, it was just a routine for the sake of the money, boring press conferences of boring people, texts written just to fill a room on a newspaper page. But there were moments for which it was worth enduring all this boring nonsense. I am very interested in a non-traditional religions, not new sects that appear in the West almost every day, but in ancient beliefs and cults of the Middle East. And journalism gave me the opportunity to visit, for example, the Alawites, who believe in the transmigration of soul and that all the celestial bodies are their ancestors who have reached the highest understanding of God. The image is pretty well spoiled by the Alawite Bashar al-Assad and his generals, who are also almost without exceptions Alawites. But there are representatives of this religious group in noticeable numbers on the side of the Syrian rebels. I visited Yazidis, whom ISIS declared to be devil worshippers, after which proceeded to weigh ruthless destruction. The reason for the genocide was one of the central figures in the Yazidi pantheon, a peacock angel, intermediary between God and people. Yazidis believe that this angel refused to bow down to the first man, Adam, and was cast into hell for this. There is a similar story in the Quran. An angel named Iblis, Satan, who became the Lord of Hell, did not want to bow to Adam, but the Yazidi angel was forgiven by God and even elevated to the rank of a main divine messenger. But ISIS ignored this part of the sacred Yazidi story. I have also visited Yarsani people who, like the Alawites, believe in the transmigration of souls, but they are not at all distinguished by militancy and closeness. They honor the Quran and their religious books. At the same time, they believe that different people are created by God from different types of clay. So if you are a loser, then maybe the fact is that your ancestor was modeled not from the good yellow clay, but from the bad gray one. Also, Yarsani men are not allowed to shave their mustaches. Touching the upper lip with a razor is a terrible sin. But most of all, I like it, the Samaritans. We once mentioned in Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. There are only 800 of them on the planet. Half of them live near the sacred Mount Gerizim, near the Palestinian city of Nablus. The Samaritans claim that it was Gerizim which was indicated by God as the place for the construction of the temple to those Israelites whom Moses led out of Egyptian captivity. In Jerusalem, the Samaritans say, there was a fake temple. It was deprived of a divine presence. And in general, the Jews are the lost Samaritans who brought much superfluous and even harmful things to the faith of Moses. Fortunately, the enmity of the past has long since disappeared, and modern Samaritans live quite amicably with all their neighbors, with Jews and with Muslims and with Christians. But at the same time, they do not part with their language, culture, and traditions. The Samaritans have a high priest, a very kind and pleasant old man. If the Messiah suddenly appears and restores the temple of Gerizim, which was destroyed about 2,000 years ago, and all the Samaritans are waiting for such a miracle, this priest will be able to immediately begin worship in this temple. This elderly man is a direct descendant of Aaron, the brother of Moses. Only a man from the family of Aaron can become a priest among the Samaritans. And I even became friends with the grandson of a high priest. He speaks excellent English, and a couple of times he gave me very informative excursions around Nablus and its suburbs. Why I'm telling you all this? Firstly, to the fact that I'm really miss traveling and interesting meetings now. I often replay in my head my visits to representatives of non-traditional religions and try to understand what else I could ask them, what else to film and where else to go. Well, and secondly, very different people are now fighting at the front. Orthodox, Catholics and Protestants, thousands of Jews and Muslims, there are Buddhists, but there are no Samaritans, that's for sure. Therefore, when asked what religion I belong to, I sometimes jokingly answer that I am a Samaritan, the only one in the Ukrainian army. Of course, this is not true. Of course, I did not go through all the necessary procedures for converting to the Samaritan religion, and it is unlikely that I will go through them, given my atheism, which is indestructible even in the trenches. But saying this, I am returning to the warm, sunny Nablus, to my friends, to a small, friendly community.